Lorna?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
What are the shoes you're wearing right now like?
Are we on the air?
No.
No. You know the poet, the famous poet?
Yes, I do.
He changed his voice, you know why? I recognized him, and I called him on it.
This is the famous poet Dave?
No, the famous poet Ian.
Ian?
Hewitson.
The famous poet Ian Hewitson. Ah, yes. Who is he?
He gave, like 4 years ago, everyone loved to hear his poem.
Now, you realize, if you go around the country saying, you know who the famous poet is, a lot of people are going to bring up some other names. Folks who don't know this Ian
But I know who he is.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Should I hang up?
No, don't hang up. Let's start the call over. I know. Let's go on the air now, and I'll act as if I'm just meeting you for the first time.
Stop it.
All right.
Are we on the air or not?
No, but we should be, because this is good stuff. Hang on. Let me put you up. Lorna, you're on KSTP. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Not too much. What's on yours?
Well, I have thoughts of restless leg syndrome. are you familiar with that?
Not really.
Restless leg syndrome affects 1 in 10 Americans. And what happens is, usually around bedtime when you're tired and you want to go to sleep, your legs start twitching, and it prevents you from getting a good night's sleep. And that was on my mind just at the moment you asked.
Right.
What's on your mind?
Well, I know who did the poem, the famous poem.
Oh, the famous poem.
Yes.
Who did the famous poem?
My old pastor.
Your old pastor?
Yes.
And this is the famous poem?
Yes, that everyone, like, this is 4 years ago, where everyone wanted to hear it again and again.
And that was the poem about, I think that I shall never see anything as lovely as a tree.
Yes, and
it is that one?
When I confronted him, he turned purple.
Is this man an alien?
No.
What's the poem? Can you recite the poem?
No, I cannot. But I recognized it right away and confronted him.
Was it the famous poem that when something there is that doesn't love a wall? That poem?
He met you at the State Fair, and you... this is so long ago, but I just finally wanted to confront it.
Confront what?
That I knew the poet.
The famous poet Ian something?
Yes.
What's his last name?
Well, I don't want to say, because, maybe he doesn't want to know.
Oh,
like,
but he was your pastor?
Mm-hmm. And he knew you, I think. By the way the poem sounded, I think he knew you.
I'm in the poem?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What poem are you speaking of? Do you remember
this
any...
This was like 4 years ago.
Do you remember any line from the poem at all?
Where he... He met you at the State Fair. You had a cigar.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait.
Do you hang on a second. Hold on to your skivvies there.
I am.
See if you recognize this. See if this is what
the memories are golden. They are my daddy's pipe, my mama's chair. My grandma's braid was done with care, and on the wireless was Mishki.
That's the poem?
My mama would sit us on the rug and keep us...
Now,
he
ma'am...
He changed his voice. Okay, he changed his voice when I recognized it. And I confronted him, and you guys, or whoever did it, changed the voice after I confronted him after a sermon. And I said, Pastor... I know that was you, and he turned purple.
I'd like to say about 17 things right now. I'm going to start with one. I've got 16 other things to say, but I'm going to start with this. Number one, your poor pastor was delivering a sermon, and upon conclusion of that church service, you confronted him and accused him of being the author of
that. Not accused him, just said, Pastor, I recognize your voice. I knew you said the poem. You have a gift, and I love it.
And he said, I'm busted.
He didn't say anything. He turned purple, and I knew it was him.
Now, that's that. Now, another
thing. Did
you
go to school with him?
Well, this is the second thing I want to say. And remember, we're moving through 17 different things I need to see here.
Yes.
To say here. The second thing is he turned purple. Now, there are colors people turn.
Correct.
When they're embarrassed or when they're...
confronted.
Yeah, purple isn't one of them. Are you sure you were reading the color right?
Or I surely was.
Purple wouldn't really...
Well, a deep, flushed color.
Okay. But said nothing.
Because, and that's when you guys changed the voice. After I said that, the voice changed.
Okay, we've got many more things to get to here. And next I want to say, the guy who wrote and recites that poem was not your pastor.
No.
So that makes that weird little interchange.
It does, because
all
you know what?
More
I know
unusual.
His voice.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I know his voice.
Yeah.
I have known him for years.
Yeah.
I know the way he reacted.
Yeah.
And when
It was my old college roommate, Mike Krauser.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I talk to him?
He lives in New York now. Let me see if I can find a phone
That
number.
Would be perfect, because you know what? I know my pastor's voice. I know.
Of course, it's quite late out in New York.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Well,
you know who I'd like to speak with is your pastor.
Perfect.
Yeah. Could you get him on the line now?
Well, probably not, because it's kind of late. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just odd that you're
crying. No, I know it was him. Yeah. I know.
Of course, it wasn't. That's what I need to stress now.
But, Mishki, seriously, it was him. And he's very talented and... Okay.
Yeah. No,
I could be wrong.
Well, you are wrong, of course. And so
and
it wasn't him.
Me.
So, pardon?
Please forgive me.
Well, there's nothing to forgive, but what fascinates me is that you were so sure of yourself that you went up to this guy and were even more
and
sure.
And he turned purple, and I know it was true.
The whole purple thing. But I don't know any pastors.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't smoke a cigar with him?
I didn't even smoke a cigar with Mike Krauser. He made that poem up. None of the things that are in that poem
That's
ever happened.
That's crazy.
Well, no, it's called just screwing around. Haven't you ever just told a story?
Oh, absolutely.
Lorna, what do you do all day with your life? I mean,
what's my life? I'm a single mom of three, and I have a twin 8-year-olds and a 10-year-old, all girls. And I love people, love life.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you spend the whole day with them?
No, I work, and Grammy takes care of me in the afternoon.
What do you do?
I answer the phones. I'm a receptionist.
Okay.
And love it. Mm-hmm. And
do you ever hear people's voices when you answer the phone and say?
I recognize every single one of them. Uh-huh. They can make a pretend voice or. Do whatever, but
and
I
you
always...
think this pastor was trying to make a pretend voice?
No. At first, no. But then, when I found out, and he turned the color, and I confronted him, he... Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But...
You want to know something interesting?
Yes.
The same person who wrote and recites the Mishki poem is also responsible for what you're going to hear now.
Okay.
When I bring up the international portion of the program, you often hear this.
Okay.
I love the international portion of the program.
They're right, international news, eh?
Ah, que bueno, me gusta mucho noticias internacionales.
That is the same guy who wrote and recites the Mishki poem.
Now, why would my pastor, though, the old pastor, turn purple, and he's very talented.
I think he was dying or very, very ill. Purple is not a color you turn when you're...
Not purple. Okay, maybe I was too... Because, once again, my personality, I'm too exaggerated, okay?
Yeah. Maybe you scared him.
I did.
See, that could do
because
it.
Because I confronted him.
Which would have been scary.
Right.
Yeah.
And?
Do you go up to him often?
Well, I don't go to his church anymore, but when I did...
Why?
Why?
Why don't you go to the church anymore?
It's a long story.
Were you thrown out?
Maybe.
Okay, thanks for calling. Why is someone calling for you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you calling for Wildcat?
No.
Who are you calling for?
You.
You sound like Wildcat.
No.
Wildcat, get on the horn one time instead of talking to me through the microphone. Call me up. Well, this is interesting. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, we talked earlier, but I think you hung up on me.
Oh, I don't think I did. Did I? What, hang on, what were we talking about?
The poem.
Oh, the poem. I don't
know. And you kind of hung up on
me. No, I think that was an accident.
Do you really think so?
Hello?
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 Do you want to not talk to me?
No, I do, but do you hear an echo?
No. Do you?
Yeah, I keep hearing a woman who sounds just like you.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Wild. It's Wildcat, Mishki.
Oh.
You asked me to call you on the phone and talk to you.
Wow, you should do your news this way every night. This is weird. Oh, that's right. We don't do news.
We don't do news, yeah.
Oh, hey, Norma or Nora or Corrine. What's your name, ma'am?
Lorna.
Lorna. Lorna, meet Wildcat.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
Now, does she sound different to you, Lorna?
Different meaning what?
I don't know, but when I called her on it, she turned purple. Different
no,
than...
No, cut out.
No, different than when she sounded doing the news earlier. Wait, she did. We don't do news.
I didn't see the news because they told me to turn my volume down.
Who's they? The little people?
They, the phone people.
Why are they with you now?
You know what, though? If we can't confront the situation, that's okay.
We can confront it. Let's take it on full bore.
Let's go, boyfriend.
Wow, I've never been called that. What do you want to confront?
Well, that I think that I'm right and that you hung up on me.
No, you're not.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I'm not trying to be difficult, but...
No, you're just... I'm being straight with you. I don't know your pastor. Your pastor does not know me.
Okay.
I have a college roommate who one night called me up and recited a poem.
And really, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm really not.
I think you're going to stalk me. I
honestly
do.
No, I am not, and don't say that, because you know why? I've been listening to you for 5 years and laughing my butt off, but if you're going to say that, that's kind of mean.
Okay, I take it back.
Thank you, because you know what? You know, when you lay in bed and you're trying to fall asleep and you laugh really hard, and I know he's really talented, and I swear.
Do you understand, though, from my end, how bizarre it is to have someone call up, claim...
After 5 years
claim
or more,
they know... Who's responsible for a poem that a college roommate
Absolutely.
Of mine did? And to hear that you actually confronted the guy and that the guy turned purple and
yep,
that
because
that
you know why? Because I know
you?
I told the truth and I know he... I know he did it. And that's why the voice changed after I did it. Because the voice changed. Once the first time it played, it was his voice. And then after I confronted him, the second after I confronted him, the next day... was different.
No, the poem is always the same. It's a recording. We don't
right.
have
a... No, but the, okay.
How could his voice, how could the reciting of the poem sound different a day later? It's recorded.
No,
from...
he, right, but, okay, well, fair enough.
See,
I could be 100%
wrong. I don't want to be mean, but you understand how bizarre this whole thing sounds to me, right?
Right. I'll
But I don't want to be mean, and I'm glad
nope,
you listen.
And absolutely.
I think in many
ways. And I
laugh ways,
all the time. Know,
and I enjoyed your call.
And
both
I won't bug you again, but you
oh,
know what?
Feel free to with other weird things you encounter. Seriously. Normalcy is not entertaining.
Right. But no. You know what? I know I'm right, and...
Okay, you're not.
Okay. So, and I have to get this right, because you know what? I've never been wrong, and this is crazy.
Well, you would
and
have
you know
to be
what?
An
the
alien
people?
Then. Could you talk to your pastor and then get back to me about that conversation?
Well,
would you please? Oh, you don't go to that church anymore. You were kicked
but,
out.
But will you let me finish?
Sure.
Thank you. Even though I don't go there anymore, and he turned not maybe purple, but a different color because I confronted him. Because all these people are very well-educated and are cigar-smoking, fun people who get into talk radio, who I've other people in the congregation listen to you.
What denomination are we talking about here?
Presbyterian PCA.
Oh, the Presbyterians, they
God
love
bless
me.
America.
Presbyterians are, you were going to say some extreme sect.
No, but they're conservative reformed, but get this.
They're conservative and reformed?
Current and reformed, but...
And current?
What?
They're current, conservative, and reformed?
Correct, but get this.
Are they neutered and spayed?
What? Oh, stop it. Miski, you're kind of funny, but you know what?
I'm kind of mean.
What?
I'm kind of mean.
No, you're not. You're funny.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, when I heard his voice, I've heard other people from our congregation, and I've called them on it, and they've confronted it and said, yep, that was me.
Did Wildcat just hang up?
Maybe.
I didn't hang... Wildcat just hung up on me.
Am I kind of being like...
I'm going to star 69 her right now.
Get this.
Find out where she called from.
Okay. But mortuary, what's his name?
Bob.
Yeah. He's a piece of fun work.
So is Undertaker Fred.
Right. I love him.
Well, great talking to you as usual, and as...
Okay, well, I'll have to, like...
Hold it. We're star 69-ing. Okay. Hang on, quiet.
Okay.
The number of your last incoming call.
We're sorry. Your call.
Okay. Well, Misty, right, I love you, and you're really fun to listen to, and I thank you for making me laugh.
All right, you're welcome, and do you have a copy of the poem?
I don't, but you know what?
I'm going to give it to you.
Will you?
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on hold and give Boomer your address, and then you can study it a little bit more and maybe bring it to your pastor.
I promise I will.
Or your past pastor. All right, thank you so much.